MPs have a responsibility to steward experience of my residents.
All MPs, when we meet with our residents, we try to lend an empathetic ear. And in this case, in this resident's case, she had lost a pet, and it is understandable that she is upset. And I quote the MP had said that when you are a grieving parent to a fur baby, you might understandably be aggrieved and wish to look for an outlet, unquote. Now, that outlet should not be at the expense of unfairly calling out and question the professionalism of our public officers. MPs have a responsibility in this regard to steward information and to present a full picture as possible. In this regard, the professionalism and the reputation of the AVS, our public officers, was called into question by what was being said and what was not being said in this House. And that is the crux of the matter. So where I'm coming from in being fair to our public officers is that what is said is important, what is not said is important, and if what was presented to Parliament, and in fact to the public, leaves an impression that, unfairly, that the public officers had not done their job and it undermines the credibility and professionalism of the public officers, then we ought to take care of what we say and also take care with what we do not say.
My thanks to the MOS for the update. I will convey this update to my resident. Now, I do not dispute the counting of the MOS. Still, I believe, as I did then and I still do now, that it is my role to raise the concerns of the lived experience of my residents. Prior to the delivery of that speech, I had checked to see that I was faithfully representing her case, and I believe I did so. This is my job. I'm sure that the MOS will do the same for his residents.